You're listening to The Takeover on Life FM, and it is Wednesday night, which means the beginning of a brand new segment on the show.
Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover. Brought to you by station sponsor, Kelly K Naturopath. Book your free discovery call today to uncover better health and quality of life.
Very, very excited because I have been wanting to do this for quite a while. We have Kelly Kiesel back here. She is a naturopath and nutritionist. Kelly, welcome to The Takeover for Wellness Wednesdays.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, so great to have you here. Now, just before we get started, I want to mention some of your qualifications. So you have a Bachelor of Health Science in Nutrition and Dietetic Medicine, as well as an Advanced Diploma of Naturopathy and an Advanced Diploma of Western Herbal Medicine, which is great. So you are a wealth of knowledge, which is why we've brought you in for this segment, because I think that even as young people, you know, most of the time we are fit and healthy and things are going well, but we still run into issues, and particularly around diet and exercise and fatigue and things like that. It can be really, really common even in the younger demographics. So tonight, to get started, we're actually looking at some of the post-viral symptoms that can kind of linger around after having a virus and how to overcome some of those. And I guess this is kind of similar to the buzzwords of like long COVID. Would you say that it's the same sort of thing that we're talking about tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, post-viral issues have been around long before COVID.
Yeah.
But it has certainly brought it into the headlines, so many people experiencing ongoing symptoms after their acute infection has passed. And so we're starting to see a lot more understanding and a lot more research going into this area, which is really fantastic.
It is.
It is a bit concerning that we're seeing so many people with post-viral issues, but like I said, this has been going on for quite some time with other viruses as well. So it's good to have some awareness around that, I think.
Yeah. Mm. What would you say a virus is? Because I know that you can either have a viral infection or a bacterial infection. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So they're a little bit different. Viruses tend to rely on us to replicate and grow within our cells. And when we get symptoms to a virus, it's really our immune responding to that virus, trying to deal with it and neutralise it and get it out of the body. So they can be quite damaging. But we also find that viruses give us, you know, regardless of what type of virus, they do tend to give us similar symptoms often.
Okay.
Because it is that immune response that's being mounted towards it.
So as you were saying, COVID is obviously the big kind of one in the headlines at the moment, even though we're kind of on the other side of, I guess, the panic and the uncertainty around what the virus was like a couple of years ago. Now we're probably in a better place in terms of knowing how to deal with COVID and what to expect. But what are some of the symptoms that people would get with viral infections?
Sure. So the typical one, which overlaps pretty much all viruses, is fatigue. So that can be really quite severe, or it might be more mild depending on how we respond. And then there'd probably be things like brain fog and muscle aches and pains. You know, all the typical things like, that you feel when you get a cold or a flu that can make you feel really unwell, and all of those respiratory symptoms as well, the coughs and things.
Yeah. So I've got another question, which might seem a little bit naive. I don't know.
That's okay.
Cold and flu, is that the same thing as a virus? Like, is that a type of virus?
They are various types of viruses.
Okay.
Yeah. So there are different types of viruses that can cause a common cold or that can cause like a flu, an influenza virus.
Which is why I guess they're saying that COVID is quite similar in symptoms to the influenza virus and that sort of thing. Mm. So who can be affected by viruses? Who do they usually target?
Well, it is non-discriminatory. Obviously, people with lowered immunity are going to be more at risk, and perhaps people who are elderly or people who are very young, like infants. But really, across the board, anyone can get a virus. And we find that it's much the same for this long COVID or post-viral syndromes, that it really doesn't seem to matter too much on the person. It can hit at any age. We do see a lot of people in sort of their teens and 20s, and then again in their 50s and 60s, we notice this a lot. But it can happen at all ages.
Okay, yeah, very, very interesting. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the practical steps to actually overcome some of those long-term symptoms that can be associated with viruses. And maybe as well, I don't know, Kelly, but I'm just putting it out there, can we also talk a little bit about prevention? Maybe the ways that you can kind of try and build up your immune system before coming into contact with a virus.
Yeah, absolutely.
So don't go anywhere. That's coming up straight after this here on The Takeover on Life FM.